Spring, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is Memorial Day weekend. And here on the Cigar Dave Show, we do not lose the meaning, the true meaning, of what this weekend is, and specifically what Monday, Memorial Day, is. We don't celebrate on Memorial Day. It's not a day, as far as I'm concerned, is for sales and all sorts of TV commercials saying, get a great deal on a grill. To me, we remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. We observe Memorial Day. We pay tribute to all those men and women who served this nation, who died while serving in the armed forces, in active duty. And we also remember all those who are no longer with us, who did serve. We honor their memories. We pay tribute to their memories. And we shall do so today. Special edition of the Cigar Dave Show, front and center today. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. We are able to conduct pleasure maneuvers and to live our lifestyle on this Memorial Day weekend because of the sacrifices of great men and women who have served, who remain forever young. And today is our tradition, as we come to you today from the Bad Monkey, which is a military-inspired bar here in Ybor City, the historic cigar-making area of Tampa. We're here as the SOFIC Convention, the 2018 SOFIC Convention, the Special Operations Forces Industry Conference, is here. And we have some incredible guests, some incredible veterans, generals, high-ranking officials, because we love being amongst them, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. So, I ask that you observe with us, and as our tradition on Memorial Day, we will conduct the Pledge of Allegiance by the great John Wayne, the National Anthem by National Anthem singer for the Buffalo Sabres, Doug Allen, and then a rendition of Taps. We ask that you remove your caps, you rise, as we observe the beginning of Memorial Day.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stars through the perilous fight. gallantly streaming, and the rockets reckless, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
men and women who served our great nation in the armed forces, who paid the ultimate sacrifice. We honor you, we salute you, and for those veterans who served and are no longer with us, we salute you as well. Forever a grateful nation. We will continue front and center from the Bad Monkey in Ybor as we conduct our special Memorial Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show.
Memorial Day is a time to reflect for those who fought for the USA and paid the ultimate price to ensure our freedom. From all of us at the Cigar Dave Show, we remember and thank you.
I am very pleased to inform you that as of 12 noon today, ticket sales opened for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars from Buffalo River Works, Buffalo, New York, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will be a day of Alpha Pleasure maneuvers. Great cigars, incredible spirits, culinary delicacies, live nationwide broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. We have sold out the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water for the last 4 or 5 years in Buffalo. I've added a few more tables, so we will sell out again. Get your tickets early. It is an all-inclusive VIP ticketed event. One price, you get everything, including, from the time you walk in at 10 a.m., a gift bag including 6 magnificent Gurkha cigars, including the brand-new Gurkha Chateau Privé, unbelievable cigar, all perfecto sizes, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, as well as existing Gurkha brands, the Gurkha Ghost, the Gurkha Havana Legend that we launched last year in Buffalo, and the Gurkha Royal Challenge. Incredible cigars. The 3 new cigars making their official debut in Buffalo, you'll be the first to have these great cigars. You will get a scrumptious buffet, scrumptious, including Salem Smokehouse Buffalo Hot Dog Station, Pasta Bar, Carnivore Carving Station, great desserts, all the fixings, libations, samples from great distilleries, and great beers from Hamburg Brewing. It's going to be an incredible day, live nationwide Cigar Dave broadcast. Tickets are $170 plus the service fee. Go to CigarDave.com for all the tickets and info. Guaranteed this will sell out. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, Saturday, August 11th, Buffalo River Works, Buffalo, New York, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., CigarDave.com for tickets.
Sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men.
Well, for many, Memorial Day has come to mean the unofficial start of summer. At the Cigar Dave Show, we never forget the true reason for the holiday.
honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for the United States of America.
The Ballad of the Green Beret as we conduct Memorial Day observance maneuvers from the Bad Monkey, Ybor City, a tradition we've been doing it now. Sergeant Steve, what, about 4 years now we've been doing it? It is owned by General David Scott, retired from Central Command here in the Cigar City of Tampa. And the Special Operations Forces Industry Conference taking place this week in the Cigar City, and we have access to some great Americans. And the first great American that I want to welcome to the Cigar Dave Show for our special Memorial Day edition, a previous guest, Scotty Neal, a former Green Beret and one of the founders of American Freedom Distillery. And also, the movie 12 Strong was based upon Scotty and his other Green Berets that were the first horse soldiers in Afghanistan in 2001.
Yes.
Scotty, great to have you once again. Great to see you. A lot has changed in the past year since we spoke last.
I think so. I think we've been on a great adventure, and we've been very quiet. And since the movie's come out, we've introduced our bourbon. And that kind of wraps our, you know, if you look at the history of America, it is wrapped around bourbon. It is wrapped around, you know, spirits all together, and that's how we embraced it about 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, American Freedom Distillery, you're based in St. Petersburg,
yep.
Correct? St. Petersburg, yep. Florida. Love the slogan, legendary men, legendary spirits.
Exactly. So some of us, once again, we have a statue at Ground Zero that, you know, commemorates. It's a monument, not a memorial. But and the movie 12 Strong, a documentary called Legion of Brothers, and there's books about it. But really, all of us are the band of brothers of this generation. We came together after we got out of the military. We decided to fight the contracting, to fight everything else, and discover our own passion. And that became bourbon.
Well, not only bourbon, but you've also got Wrecker Rum.
Yep.
You've got Horse Soldier Bourbon, American Neat. So we're going to talk about all those spirits. Sure. But, Scotty, just as a refresher, because I know our alphas listening would love to know about you, then we'll get into the distillery. Tell us where you're from, a little bit about your background, and
sure,
how you decided to serve this nation.
Sure. I grew up in Central Florida. My grandfather was one of the first cowboys in Florida, believe it or not, at the time. There was more cattle in Florida than there was in Texas. He brought the first rodeo. He made fiddles and violins. Charlie Daniels, the original band, had bought his fiddles. And I grew up in that Central Florida cattle area.
What part of Central Florida?
What's in Orlando, outside of Orando, Kissimmee.
In Kissimmee. Sure. Now,
yep.
Boy, you wouldn't recognize Kissimmee from when you grew up.
No. It's all Space Mountain and Disney World
it's
and Celebration.
Hotels, restaurants. So when you were there, when you grew up,
uh-huh,
and your grandfather came, it was cow pastures.
It was. It really was the center point. So if you think Orlando's in the center of Florida and everything slopes down to the East Coast and West Coast, it really was cattle. It was black bears. It was panthers. It was really Osceola turkeys. It was the wild, wild west. So when I grew up, I was a very kind of Huck Finn kind of person, and that's why I always wanted to join the military. So as soon as I graduated, there was no college in my future. It was the Army, and away I went.
Where was basic training, and where did you serve?
Well, basic training was Fort Benning, Georgia. I was an infantryman, and I went out to Fort Ord, California on the West Coast. After about a year, there was a little kind of buzz about a country called Panama, and that was my first experience into combat. It was over very quickly. We were overwhelming forces. And then I remember the movie John Wayne, which obviously you played earlier, and the Green Berets, and I said, that's for me. And so I went to Special Forces Selection and Assessment Course in 1992. Out of 300 people that assessed in there, only 40 were selected to become Green Berets, and that started my path to become an adventurous young man in the Green Berets.
Many people may not realize about the Green Berets. Tell us, give us a little primer about the Green Berets, what they do, why they are different and special.
Right. First of all, I'll tell you, people don't realize that Green Berets have more training than an F-16 fighter pilot. We are trained in languages. We are trained in cultures. We are trained in our individual skill, whether it's about every weapon in the world, every demolitions, and how to build bridges to facilities and engineering. Special Forces medic goes to a medical school for a year and a half. They learn light surgery. They learn dentistry. They learn veterinarian skills. They are the voodoo witch doctor of every village out there in the frontier.
That I did not realize.
Yes. So imagine amputating an arm and doing a gallbladder and delivering a baby. That's a Special Forces medic.
That is incredible. And I think many people would not realize that they're actually horse soldiers in the 21st century Army. We think of horse soldiers. We're here in Ybor City. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Riders.
That's right.
They, I mean, great history right where we are here.
Same thing, once again, with my family. My dad's side, the family was involved with the Alamo, everything. But actually, after 9/11, and a lot of folks don't know this, but Green Berets were sent into Afghanistan to figure it out, to give the country resolve. If you remember the Doolittle raid after World War II,
sure.
Remember, you know, Pearl Harbor, and they had to strike back. So President George Bush, which we've become very good friends with, had sent Green Berets, and they wanted us to go into the mountains and raise a guerrilla army so in case the Marine Corps and the Army invaded in the springtime, we could unleash the guerrilla army. But what they didn't realize is when they sent the first Special Forces Green Beret team and they linked up with their very first partisan army, that they came riding in on horseback. Why? Because the Taliban had all the Russian tanks. They had all the Russian rocket launchers. They had all the Russian artillery. And they had been terrorizing the Afghan population since the Russians left. And all of a sudden, the way to maneuver was to be on horseback in the mountaintops and ride around all the tanks.
I did not know that. That is incredible. So you went in basically with deception?
No. We went in with a very unknown mission of going to the mountains, hide. Remember the movie Red Dawn?
Right.
The Wolverines?
Yep.
That was the mission.
Same thing. So did you go in with uniform or did you go in?
No. In Afghan garb. We didn't know who we were going to meet. It was in the middle of the night. You come off a helicopter. They didn't even know, not even the agency, not even anybody knew the warlords at the time. They said, go and make rapport, make friends. You know, tell them why your problem is their problem and how we can help.
So give us the, you get in on a horse. Where'd you get the horse, by the way?
Well, the horse came because, remember, the Mujahideen fighters had to ride around the mountain types around the Taliban tanks. So that's all they had was very crappy Mongolian, nasty, nasty, feral, short horses.
So you get these horses, you start riding them. What do you first encounter? What do you see?
Well, the first thing they wanted to know is what is 12 Americans going to do against 30,000 Taliban in tanks? It's
right.
A show of force.
Right.
And what they didn't realize, they don't know what a B-52 bomber is.
Right.
They don't know what an F-18 is. And what we had is the 20th century fighting meets 21st century. So George Jetson meets Fred Flintstone.
Right, exactly. So and were there people that spoke Afghan? I mean, what?
It's luckily that Green Berets learn languages, and
right.
Some of us learn how to speak Russian. So remember the Russian occupation. So we had to use third or fourth languages. Pointy talkie, a map. What's a map? Afghans had no concept of a two-dimensional map.
Right.
So it took about a day or 2 days to say, who are you? Who am I? What are you doing? What are you going to do about it? And it really became, you know, a factor of trust.
And how did you develop that rapport where all of a sudden they trust you?
Because very first time, it goes like this. They pointy over there and says, enemy, Taliban in Russian, Talib, right? And you can understand, they're in bunkers. They have tanks at the bottom of the mountain. And they're like, what are you going to do about it, 12 Americans? We're looking through the binos. You're looking through, you know, quiet. And all of a sudden, what you're doing is you're ordering a B-52 strike. The might of the American Armada. Within 32 seconds, you have 1,000-pound bombs dropping upon the headquarters of the Taliban. And then they knew.
All of a sudden, they're hugging you. We're
yes.
buddies. We're
they
friends.
They cheered. They high-fived. It just broke the back. Think about when the Americans entered the war in World War I, when the Germans and the British and the French were engaged in trench warfare. Nothing broke it. until the American Yankees came in and they brought technology and a different understanding and they changed the tide of war.
That is really truly incredible that they're looking through the binoculars. You're ordering it. You have a sat phone or what do you have, a secure?
5-4 They're like, what's going on? What's the, look to it. Don't look. Poof.
And they must have been astonished.
It did. It was really this jubilation. It was the erasing of 20 years of misery and oppression and just really the Taliban had oppressed Afghanistan so much. It was just a realization that we can win.
Scotty Neal, former Green Beret officer and one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery, joining us on our special Memorial Day observance on the Cigar Dave Show. One of the first horse soldiers in Afghanistan, Green Beret. So after that, how long after you're dropping the B-52 bombs until the might of the U.S. Armed Forces are fully invaded into Afghanistan?
So actually, that was October 19th, 2001. I think it was less than a month later, previously, that 9/11 happened. I can tell you right now that in less than 90 days, 100 Green Berets and 300 special operators had did what the Russian army couldn't do in 10 years. They had overtaken the Taliban. They had expelled Al-Qaeda. They had taken the north. They had taken the south. Small teams of 12 Green Berets along with other special ninjas at the night had came in and they had just obliterated the defenses of the Taliban. Unfortunately, we're still there today. That's a whole other conversation.
Right, exactly.
But it really happened that fast.
And how long were you in Afghanistan?
I was there for 6 months at a time, and we high-fived each other because we thought we won.
Right. Well, so on horse, your initial foray into Afghanistan?
So think about it. Came in on horseback. At the end of the initial 3 weeks, we had raised an army of 2,400 horseback cavalrymen and 500 infantrymen until we passed into Manjra Sharif, the biggest city outside of the mountain ranges. Then we took all the captured trucks and we invaded Kunduz. Then we took all the captured Taliban tanks and we became armored. So what you don't see in the movie 12 Strong is 12 Strong is only the first 2 weeks of battle.
That's incredible. So you were there 6 months, and then you came back. And how many tours did you do?
Altogether, it was 7 tours. The same group invaded Iraq. The same group then went to Africa. Then we went back to the heaviest fight in Iraq. So it really is this generation's band of brothers. Some have passed, and we honor them today.
Absolutely.
Some are still fighting. The younger guys that were the junior, they are still involved with the fight today.
Our Memorial Day observance on the Cigar Dave Show continues.
The 2018 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th at Buffalo River Works in the Western New York Theater of Operations. It's a day full of alpha male pleasure, including 6 premium Gurkha cigars, including 3 soon-to-be-released new brands, distilled spirit tastings, craft beers from Hamburg Brewery, and a buffet fit for the alpha male. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo, New York. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Our Memorial Day observance from the Bad Monkey Ybor City continues front and center, and we will have the Armed Forces medley in the background as we pay tribute to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. And in just a few minutes, we'll be rejoined by Scotty Neal, former Green Beret, one of the first 12 men into Afghanistan in 2001, and also a co-founder of American Freedom Distillery. It's a good thing we've got him here, because we're going to need a libation along with our special cigar that we're enjoying today. I've got Yanko Maceda, the owner of Tabanero Cigars here in Ybor City, bringing back their tradition. Yanko, you read my mind. I didn't even call you and you were here, so we greatly appreciate it, and you have just given me a special cigar, private label, Bad Monkey, that you make for General David Scott and everyone here at the Bad Monkey. Tell me about this incredible Tampa-made cigar.
Hello, David. Thank you for the opportunity. This is a cigar especially for David because he loved the box press. So he's been asking us for a while to do a box press torpedo. It's something that we don't usually make. It only comes out through the Maceda line, but we did one for him, more of a medium scar. And it's a blend of Piloto, Dominican Piloto, for the strength, and the Nicaraguan Seco and Colombian Volado with an Ecuadorian binder and Ecuadorian Sungrove wrapper.
And I know you get these from our good friends, the Olivas, John, Janito,
yes,
Angel. Great wrapper. This is a beautiful Figueroa. I mean, this to me, just the box-pressed torpedo. This is what, about 5.5 inches?
Yes, sir. 5.5 inches by 54.
54, and that square press, that is tight. That is fantastic.
Thank
Suggested
you.
Retail for the cigar.
That one is $7.
$7. Fantastic. All right, we will continue.
Thank you.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
All right, got my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Scotty, you could have used this in Afghanistan. This thing has got about 100,000 BTU special from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories. By the way, an enemy gets in this, touches this, doesn't know the right button to press, it self-explodes. I mean, self-destructs.
There was a lot of caves in Afghanistan we could have used that in.
I'm sure you could have.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, perfect cut. I will toast the foot of this cigar. I'm just looking at this cigar. The wrapper is oily. The feel in my hand. The Bad Monkey square-pressed torpedo. And he said about $8, Nanko?
Yes, sir. $7.
Beautiful. Made right here in Ybor City. And how many rollers do you have now?
We are right now 5 rollers.
Beautiful.
We bump production. We've been a great season.
Oh, the wrapper is fabulous. On this.
Thank
the draw, the wrapper, fantastic.
Thank you.
Great draw.
We run an entire production through a drill master. We pay attention to the details.
Low on the foot, fantastic. Scotty, go ahead, my friend. Puff
Let me cut it real quick.
Oh, that would help.
There we go.
That would help.
I could use my karate chop, but I'm a little older.
There you go. Fantastic. Let me show you. There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we're going to toast it for you. We give you great service here on the cigar.
There you go.
Five-star service, my
that.
Friend. You know, we don't want you lifting a finger except to raise it to puff and rotate.
That's how they used to start the jet engines back in the day.
That's exactly right. You put 4 of these on the back of your car, it becomes a 747. All right, fantastic. The draw on this cigar is incredible. Great box press torpedo. Magnificent. So, all right, quickly, Yanko, last year we had the flagship from your line.
Yes, sir.
Which I'm trying to remember. Another also.
It was a torpedo box.
The torpedo box press.
Yes,
phenomenal.
Yes. Sir.
What is that one called? Maceda?
Maceda.
Maceda. That's right. That's right.
Yes,
fantastic. And you've got mild, medium, full. You got everything and
yes,
made right here in Tampa.
Yes, sir. Made right here in Tampa by Cuban artisans.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Welcome to Colt 45's Baseball. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Bryce Ritchie. Tonight is opening night for the Reading Colt 45's, taking on the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Apologies for the technical difficulties. We are in the top of the second. 45's plated one in the bottom of the first. They lead 1-0 over the Rosebuds. Current count 1-2 with 2 away here. Michael Miller, the leadoff hitter, his second at bat. Breaking ball. Sat him down looking. Miller tips his cap to the crowd as that was the beer batter. And with his strikeout, there is free beer in the stadium. So going into the bottom of the second, Colt 45's lead 1-0. We'll be back here shortly for the bottom half of the second.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Headed into the bottom half of the second inning, the Colt 45s in their home opener lead against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. 45s plated one in the bottom half of the first on a Wilson Kessel single in the right field, leading off for the bottom half of the second will be number 25, Billy Plummer. Plummer catching tonight, standing about 6'4", 200 pounds.
Your catcher, number 25, Billy Plummer.
Facing off against Dumont, who's on the mound for the Rosebuds. Plummer takes one away for ball one. Plummer, a right-handed hitter. Facing off against the right-hander, Dumont. Second pitch is in there for a strike, looking 1-1. And he'll swing through the next pitch, 1-2. One and two pitches fouled off, just a dribbler to the right side of the plate, so he'll stay alive and look for another pitch. Colt 45's intended to start last night, but because of the typical Redding weather, out of nowhere it started raining. And Plummer takes a close pitch right up near the letters, counts now even at 2-2. So in typical Redding fashion, of course, it was in the 90s the day before, and in the 90s today, the day after, as Plummer fouls another one away off his back foot, and count will stay at 2-2. But the baseball gods blessed us with beautiful weather tonight. Low 70s, no wind. Perfect for opening day as Plummer scorches a dribbler down the first baseline and foul. Dumont sets, kicks, and fires. And Plummer hits a dribbler past the first base, or past the mound. Second baseman charging, fires over to first for out number one. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Everyday Fitness. They are a sponsor for the night. Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. Everyday Fitness. Daniel Duarte now stepping in, also a righty. First pitch, ball high and away. Duarte playing first on the defensive end. As a quick pitch is wide and now in the hitter's count, he's got a 2-0. Next pitch, a dribbler hit towards the third baseman. Third baseman charges, fires over to first, round number two. That's Justin Wade playing third for the Rosebuds. Makes a nice play. As Lorenzo DeBrick steps in, the shortstop, number 11, in his second at-bat of the night. DeMond kicks, fires, and it's in there, first strike one. DeBrick fouls the next one off, counts now 0-2. DeBrick will have to protect here with two away and two strikes. Next pitch is away and counts now 1-2. And DeBrick will look for a pitch to hit. He fouls the next pitch off into the backstop. Count will stay at 1-2. And he'll go down looking. So DeMont gets the strikeout to end the inning. The Colt 45s are retired in order as we head into the top half of the third. They lead 1-0 over the Santa Rosa Rosebuds.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back to Colt 45's Baseball headed in the top of the third. The 45's lead 1-0. Verhees on the mound for the Reading local team. The hard-throwing righty getting his warm-up pitches in. Verhees also played for the 45s last year. And leading off for the Rosebuds, the second baseman, number 21, Alonzo Rivera. Verhees coming to the 45s from the SF Academy of Art. As his first pitch finds a strike zone, and Rivera's facing an 0-1 count. Originally from San Diego, California. Or he's, of course, making his first start of the season here on opening night. He kicks and delivers, and that one's low and away. Counts even at 1-1. Next pitch inside and high, and now Rivera has a hitter's count. 2-1, and Verhees will have to work from behind. He kicks and delivers. And close pitch, but umpire saw it was low. So now Rodriguez in a 3-1 count, and he'll either look to take or he might have the green light from his third base coach. The pitch inside, and Verhey's struggling with his control a little bit here in the start of the third. As Rivera gets a five-pitch walk to lead off the inning. Andrew Rubalcava will step to the plate for the Rosebuds. Catcher wearing number 13 with an open stance. He swings at the first pitch and pops this one up into shallow left field. Left fielder coming in. He'll get there and make the catch, one away. And the runner's back to first. So good job by Verhees to come back and get the next out. As now Palumbo, the first baseman, will step in. Verhey sets, kicks, and delivers. Runner thinks about going, gets a big lead, but steps back to the bag as Plummer throws down to first just to check on him. Verhees did get a first pitch strike there looking. 0-1 the count. A little miscommunication between Plummer and Verhees. Now as Plummer will step out to the mound, have a quick word with his pitcher. And Verhees delivers and a swing and a miss, says breaking ball low and away. Gets Palumbo to miss. And now the count is 0-2. Palumbo will look to protect here. Runner goes. Palumbo hits one down the third baseline, but it's just foul, so the runner will go back to first. And he'll see another pitch. Again, tonight's broadcast sponsor of the night is Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. Everyday Fitness. Verhees kicks and delivers to Palumbo. Palumbo again down the third baseline. This one a little bit closer, but still fouls. It goes wide of third base. And Palumbo doing a good job staying alive here in an 0-2 count. As I mentioned earlier, Verhees, a pitcher from the Academy of Art in San Francisco, just finished his junior year. He delivers. And Palumbo hits it off the inside part of the back and fouling out of play down the right field line. And again, he'll see another pitch. Verhees pitched in 12 contests this season for the Academy of Art. As he fires and delivers, and this one, a late call by the umpire sends Palumbo back to the bench, and he goes down looking for out number two. So Jared DeMond, the designated hitter, and the center fielder for the Rosebuds now stepping in. Left-handed hitter. Cuts a pitch one and hits a fly ball out to right field. Easy play, and the side is retired. So, after 2.5, Verhees dealing, only allowed 2 base runners so far. And the 45s lead, 1-0.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Taylor Angley leading off the bottom half of the third for the Redding Colt 45s. Number six playing third base for the 45s as he takes the first pitch strike. Low and at the knees, 0-1. Dumont fires as Angley hits one, foul and out of play. Tigerfield was not the largest parking lot. Some fans in danger of their cars getting tagged with foul balls there. That one just shy of an SUV. As Angley steps back into the box for another pitch. Dumont, a low three-quarter release, fires, but this one's a breaking ball low and away, and the count's 1-2. Angley fouls the next pitch off, same spot, but again, just short of the parking lot. And he'll see another pitch staying alive here. Kick and deliver as this one's in the dirt. An easy take, not something you want to see in a 1-2 count. Two strikes, you want to get the at least give the batter a chance to swing in it, and that one wasn't anywhere close. An easy take for Angley. Dumont fires a fastball as this one's headed directly for some parked cars. Fans getting quite a bit of entertainment out of this. As Dumont kicks and delivers again, this one high up around Angley's face. Another easy take, 2-2. Angley, after getting down early in the count, doing a good job extending this at bat, increasing the pitch count for the Rosebuds. And he'll reach now on a walk, headed to first. So great job there by Angley after being down 1-2 to fight off a few. And eventually draw the walk. That's now Lane Pritchett, the batter. Fouls the first pitch off a screamer right towards the net, giving the crowd a jolt. And he'll step in again. Pritchett, the center fielder tonight for the 45s. As Dumont will throw over and check on the runner, Angley at first. Angley back safely. Dumont kicks and delivers this one low and away. And the count's now 1-1. Another throw over. Angley back easily. He is getting a pretty aggressive lead out there at first. As Pritchett skies this one into the left side of the infield. The shortstop catcher on is there to make the out, and there is one away. Now stepping in for the 45s, number 7, Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer playing second tonight for the 45s. As his first pitch is grounded right at the first baseman. Tags first, throws to second, and plenty of time to double up Angley. A 3-4 double play to end the inning for the 45s. So the 45s still lead 1-0 here after 3. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back for the top half of the fourth here in just a moment.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Tonight's game brought to you by Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. Leading off for the Rosebuds, number 24, Justin Wade. Wade swings at a high first pitch. That would have definitely been a ball. And counts now 0-1. Verhees on the mound for the 45s. He kicks and delivers this one inside, almost hits Wade as he ducks out of the way, and the count's now even 1-1. For he sets, kicks, and delivers. Breaking ball low, and the count is now 2-1. Verhees, in his stint with the Academy of Art in San Francisco, pitched 27 innings, allowing just 27 hits and 11 earned runs. As the next pitch is fouled back by Wade, and the count's now even at 2-2. Finished the season with an ERA of 3.67. Respectable as a breaking ball is in there. Ooh. And even Wade thought that was strike three as he started to head back to the dugout, but he'll see another pitch as it was called ball three. Full count to the third baseman for the Rosebuds. Verhees fires. This one's fouled straight back into the parking lot. And Wade will stay alive to see another pitch. Verhees gets his sign, sets, and delivers. And strike three. Verhees sets it down. Wade swinging for out number one. The shortstop, number 7, Jackson Ketron, now stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds. Rosebuds so far in 3 1/3 have only managed 2 base runners. Verhees doing a good job limiting their opportunities. He sets and fires. First pitch in there for strike one. Ketron thought about swinging, pulled back. Now probably regrets that, as that one was clearly a strike. Verhees delivers. Ooh, and that one looked to be just about in the same spot, but it's called a ball, and now the count's 1-1. Verhees fires a breaking ball. Got out of his hand way too early as it catches Ketron in the back of the head. He looks to be all right as he'll trot down to first. Fortunately, a breaking ball and not a fastball. Off-speed pitch, obviously. Off-speed, less velocity. Won't do as much damage. Still dangerous, though, getting hit up in the head. As now the right fielder, number 12, Evan Ray, will step in for the Rosebuds with one on and one away. Ray swings at a first pitch fastball. This one fouled straight back, and the count's 0-1. He's taking his time, getting his sign from Plummer. He'll check on the runner at first. Set. And deliver. Next pitch in there. And a quick 0-2 to Ray on a breaking ball strike. He's looking for the strikeout or a double play ground ball here. Defense straight away. As that pitch is high and inside. And that count's now 1-2. Verhees, as I mentioned earlier, pitched for the Academy of Art, ERA of 3.67. Nothing to snub your nose at. Pitched 27 innings, allowing just 11 earned runs, 14 walks. As the next pitch is way out of the strike zone, but Ray swings and pops it up into shallow right field. Second baseman Meinhofer races out there and makes an over-the-shoulder catch for out number two. And so now with two on and still a runner on first, as Jackson Ketron reached on a hit-by-pitch when he got hit in the head. And now the center fielder, Marty Greinke, will step to the plate. Runner goes. Huge lead. And Ketron is there easy as he steals second. Not much of a variation in delivery for Verhees with the runner on. Still pretty much pitching out of the windup. Allowed Ketron to get a big lead. Not a ton of speed at first, but it was still easy to slide in safely. So Greinke will step in with a 1-0 count and two away and a runner in scoring position. Verhees checks the runner, fires. Fastball's fouled back into the net. And the count's now evened up at 1-1. Academy of Art faces some tough opponents. San Francisco State, Fresno Pacific, some big schools down in the L.A. area, both Azusa Pacific and Biola University, as well as Holy Names, which is in the Bay Area. So, and of course, Cal Baptist and Hawaii Pacific. So, tough competition. Verhees came out with a good record overall. Pitching well tonight as he fires. Breaking ball fools the batter. Still called a ball, but buckled Greinke pretty bad as he stumbles out of the way and counts now 2-1. Two away here, top of the fourth. 45's taking on the Rosebuds in their home opener. 45's scored one in the first and lead 1-0. Verhees fires and strike two as Greinke swings and misses. Counts now 2-2. Verhees in his season with the Academy of Art allowing just 5 extra base hits, 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs, which is fantastic for pitching 27 innings. Next pitch is fouled back into the net. And Greinke is doing a great job staying alive here with 2 strikes. Greinke steps back in as Verhees sets, checks the runner. Not paying too much attention. He'll deliver. Whew. Greinke makes good contact, but this one's fouled down the right field line, and it'll stay at 2-2. beautiful night here at Tiger Field. Say about an 80% sold-out crowd here for opening night. If you haven't been, you should come check it out. Tiger Field down by the Reading Library on the west part of town is where he's fired. So this one's in the dirt, and now the count is full to Grinke. Lots of fun stuff going on here on opening night. Some local vendors. And, of course, beautiful baseball weather. Verhees now will have to work with 3-2. Payoff pitch, fouled back and away. So Grinke. We'll see another pitch. Last night's game, of course, rained out. The typical Reading weather. So the first game of the series is tonight. Rosebuds will take on the 45s again tomorrow at 6:15. And then the 45s with a game on Monday, as well as Grinke calls time. The 45s will take on the Reading Ringtails on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th. That's a 7:15 first pitch as Verhees steps off and had Angley picked off, but no one there for him to throw to, so Angley back safely. Crowd wanting Verhees to forget about the runner here with two away. And first base open as that pitch is inside, and so Grinke reaches on a walk. Grinke saw quite a few pitches there. Up in the count then, tied it up with a few foul balls as now Verhees will get a visit from his pitching coach. Again, tonight's game brought to you by Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want and the environment you need. Verhees' pitch count getting up there for only being 3 2/3 innings. Might be a concern this early in the season for the 45s. Pitching coach out there just to get his starter to settle down is he'll head back to the dugout and we'll resume play. If you can hear that, that's the beer batter. That's a discount on beer if you get sat down on strikes. As the left fielder number 6, Michael Miller, steps to the plate. Verhees fires, and Miller pops this one up and out of play off the third base home dugout. 0-1. Two away now. And 0-1 count. Runners on first and second for the Rosebuds. Crowd cheering on for the strikeout. Last innings, beer batter struck out as well, so that's already $1 off. Crowd would be pumped to have another. Verhees paying less attention to the runners now. First and second occupied. As Miller not liking what he's seeing, he'll step off. Verhees taking his time at the mound. Not one to work quick. Might be a little trouble with the signs from the catcher, Plummer. They've already had one meeting earlier this inning as he fires and delivers. And that one's in there for a low strike. Might have been below the knees. But a 0-2 count now after the first pitch foul and that strike looking. So Miller in the hole. He'll have to protect now. Two away, two on, and an 0-2 count. Verhees fires, and a swinging strike gets Miller to end the inning. Plummer makes the tag, and that's the third out. So Verhees works out of a two-out jam with two on to head into the bottom of the fourth, retaining the 1-0 lead. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back for the bottom half of the fourth here in just a moment.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Of the fourth is the left field, Robbie Zimmerman. Zimmerman takes a first pitch inside, and it's 1-0. The pitcher, DeMont, fires one in there to even up the count there, 1-1. DeMont, with a little bit of a lazy delivery, can throw off the batter's timing as he kicks and fires the next pitch. DeMont working quickly as that one's high, though, and it counts now. 2-1. DeMont kicks and delivers. This one grounded towards the second baseman. He's there, fires over to first, and that's out number one. So a quick first out for the 45s. Haven't had much going on since they drove one in the fourth. They do lead 1-0 here. As Wilson Kessel steps to plate, he was the man to put the run on the board as he hit a single in the right with two on in the first. And 2 away, that scored the one runner, giving the 45s their lead. First pitch, Kessel, a breaking ball in there, strike one. Kessel played for the local Stimson University Redhawks this past season, playing a catcher most of the time, also filled in as DH when needed, as he rips one down the third baseline, past the third baseman for his second hit of the night. Kessel rounds first, and he'll trot back. As now the 45s have one on with one away. And the big right fielder, Jackson Murphy, stepping to the plate. First pitch to Murphy, low and in. Ball one. Not a ton of speed on first with Kessel. No more for his power as the pitcher DeMont throws over to check on him. He'll get back to first easily. Only about a 6-foot lead now. As the next pitch to Murphy is swung on and missed for strike one and a 1-1 count here with one away and one on. DeMont fires and breaking ball fools Murphy again, and now the count is 1-2. That one looked to be low and away from my point of view. Good pitch by DeMont as he fires. Strike three looking. And with two strikes, you got to protect. And Murphy failed to do so as he'll go down. The backwards keg gets the second out of the inning as the catcher number 25, Billy Plummer, steps in. Two away here, 45s with a 1-0 lead with one on as the pitcher DeMont throws over to check on Wilson Kessel, who reached on and single into left field. First pitch in there for strike one, and now Plummer, the catcher, will have to work from behind. Next pitch fouled back into the net, and not a quick 0-2, but an 0-2 nonetheless for Plummer, and he'll be protecting here with two away. Kessel just finished up his senior season for the Red Hawks here locally at Simms University. Hit 3-0-1 on the season as a breaking ball fools Plummer. And so DeMont strikes out two, and that'll end the inning. The 45s struggling to get their offense going here after the first inning. They lead 1-0 as we head into the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
We'll be back. I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A pitching change for the 45s as we head into the fifth. As I mentioned, Verhees, the starter right now, pitched four complete innings, striking out several. Got a little high into his pitch count in the fourth as he finished the inning with two on. Starting to see some control troubles. Hit a batter and walked another. So a pitching change. We're early in the season. That's not uncommon to limit the amount of pitches the starting pitcher will throw. Reeves now into pitch. Definitely a different delivery than the starter Verhees, as he's a hard-throwing lefty. And so he'll make his first appearance here in this 2018 season. If you're just joining us, the 45s lead 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. Last night's game rained out, so this is the opening day for the 45s. 45s play most of their games at home, not a whole lot of traveling. I mean, Tiger Field, one of the nicer fields to be played on, as Reeves kicks and delivers. That one's in there for strike one. Leading off the inning for the Rosebuds is the second baseman, number 21, Alonzo Rivera. At pitch inside, and now the count's evened up at 1-1 apiece. J.J. Reeves kicks and delivers, and that one low and in. So a 2-1 count now to the Rosebuds second baseman. Reeves struggling a little bit as that pitch is also low and in. Almost gets Rivera on the heel. And now a 3-1 count. If I was Rivera, I would take here. Reeves only thrown one strike so far. Still getting his arm warmed up is my guess as he kicks and delivers. And this one hits Rivera again inside. And so Rivera will take first on a hit by pitch here to start this inning. Not a great first batter that you want to see. See if Reeves can settle down now. Here with one on and no one out. For all you baseball fans, on this day in baseball history, in Boston in 1916, the Giants outfielder Benny Koff is picked off first base three times by lefty Tyler. three times in one game. That's just bad base running. As this pitch is wide, and it'll squirt past the catcher Plummer, and Rivera heads over to second. Looks to be that Reeves is kind of releasing the ball late, as Rivera was a right-hander, so most of his pitches were inside. Is now Rubalcaba, the hitter. That pitch was way away, almost in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. And a wild pitch puts the runner in scoring position here with no one out. Next pitch is driven high out into right field, but it looks to be playable. Runner will tag. They have a play at third. Throw is there, and in time, and they got him out. Great relay from right field to third base as it was cut off by the shortstop Lorenzo Debrecht, who fired an ace over to third baseman. Number six, Taylor Angley, who placed the tag. So a double play on the fly ball to right, and the 45s are all of a sudden in much better condition than they were just a pitch ago. Now stepping in, Daniel Palumbo, the first baseman, number 11 for the Rosebuds, as the first pitch is wide, and the count's 1-0. Reeves kicks and delivers. Oh, and this one's driven well. Left field. Back it goes, but it'll be foul. Just short of the 320 marker out in left field. And so Palumbo will see another pitch. So far, not what you want to see if you're Reeves. Some trouble early with the control, overthrowing the ball, and then two well-hit balls into the outfield. The first one, just a great defensive play, gets you two outs on the double play. The second one foul as that pitch is wide, and the count's now 2-1. Like to see Reeves here settle down a little bit as he kicks and delivers, and this one gets the batter, and so two hits batsman for Reeves in the inning as Palumbo will head down to first here with two away. So DeMont, the designated hitter now, number eight stepping in. Another lefty for the Rosebuds. If Reeves is having trouble hanging things out over the outside part of the plate to lefties, left-handed hitter is not what you want to see now as that ball is wide for ball one. Two away and one on here for the Rosebuds in the top half of the fifth. As this one so fouled a blooper down the right field line. And so now the count's 1-1. The 45's right fielder Murphy giving a huge gap down the right field line. He's playing, you know, probably 100 feet off this. Is a slow dribbler towards second. Is scooped up by the second baseman and fired over to first. Meinhofer making a nice easy play there to end the inning. So a rocky start for the 45s, but it ends up okay as the threat at second does not come around to score. Headed into the bottom half of the fifth inning, the 45s lead 1-0. You're listening to 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back here in just a moment.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to opening night here at Tiger Field. 45's taking on the Santa Rosa Rosebuds for the first game of the season. 45's up 1-0 here headed into the bottom of the fifth. Leading off the inning for the 45s is number five, Daniel Duarte. Duarte playing first. A little bit of trouble behind the plate. Home plate umpire checking in with the scores table. As now he heads back behind the plate. Maybe checking some substitutions. None that I've seen so far. I'm sure they'll announce them soon. So Duarte stepping in to face the righty, DeMont. First pitch in there, first strike, and it's 0-1. DeMont doing a good job. He's got a real lazy low three-quarter release, and with the breaking ball, that really deceives the batter as the second pitch is in there for strike number two. Duarte swinging and missing as a pitch up and away. The difference between that and the high three-quarter release on the delivery on his fastball is keeping the Colt 45 hitters at bay. Next pitch wide, and now the count is 1-2. DeMont fires, and this one's fouled. Duarte doing a good job staying alive now with two strikes on him and none away and no one on. Tonight's sponsor of the night is Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. DeMont fires, and another pitch fouled down the right field line. First baseman and the second baseman for the Rosebuds giving chase, but it's too far out of reach, and so Duarte will stay alive to see another. 1-2 the count to Duarte, who's leading off the inning. Kessel drove in the solo run of the game for the 45s in the first. As Duarte hits a grounder to the left side, fielded by the shortstop, he makes a nice one-handed or one-footed throw over to the first baseman for round number one. So now batting for the 45s is going to be the shortstop number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht, a righty. He'll stand in, wait for time, and now the pitch. Again, a lazy delivery with that breaking ball is wide for ball one. So 1-0 the count here with one away. DeBrecht swings and misses at the next pitch, and now a 1-1 count. DeBrecht just finished up his sophomore season at Sierra College as he fouls the next pitch back and out of play. And now it's two strikes. DeBrecht stands in. The pitch high for a ball. Good eye there by DeBrecht. And DeMont strikes him out swinging. Another low three-quarter release, lazy breaking ball is out number two for the 45s. Again, the 45s struggling quite a bit here against DeMont, who had a little trouble in the first but has since settled down. First pitch driven into right field, a scorcher to the right fielder for a two-out single. For number six, Taylor Angley. So Angley making me eat my words there a little bit as I was talking about the 45 struggles. So now stepping to the plate, back to the top of the order for the 45s is the center fielder, number 23, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard big for a center fielder, standing at 6'3". Steps in the lefty. A little bit of a better matchup here, lefty-lefty matchup. As he... again, attacking the first pitch, foul back into the netting. First strike one. Took the same approach in his last at-bat. Jumping on the first pitch. Not something we've seen a lot of the other hitters doing, but the ones who have been successful have been doing that. pitches fired, and this one driven down the left field line, but fouling out of play. And a quick 0-2 to Pritchard. DeMont fires, and a breaking ball is swung on and hit out into left field, but he's behind it as it's a lazy fly ball, and that's an easy out for the left fielder Ketron to end the inning. So the 45s get a base hit, but it doesn't go anywhere as we head into the top half of the sixth. They still lead 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in here on opening night. Reeves, J.J. Reeves back out on the mound for the 45s is now looks to be a meeting by the manager for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds out near home plate. Number 24, the third baseman Justin Wade leading off for the Rosebuds here in the sixth. Rosebuds unable to get a runner over to third yet as the first pitch is way wide and high for ball one. Reeves struggled with his control in the last inning as he fires one in there for a strike. Hitting two batters, a brilliant defensive play by the right fielder and the shortstop for the 45s. Doubled up a runner tagging on second to that fly ball to the right. Got him out of the inning as the next pitch is in there for a ball, and it's 2-1. And he was able to get the final out, the fly ball to left. Reeves fires. And again, high, and now it's 3-1. So a hitter's count to the third baseman, Justin Wade. And Wade will take low and in for ball four, and so the leadoff hitter will again reach for the Rosebuds for the second inning in a row. As Jackson Ketron, the shortstop number 7, will step in. And Reeves with a beautiful pickoff move, a little short arm throw. The lefty almost getting the runner at first picked off. He kicks and fires this one high and outside for a ball. That pickoff move was sneaky. I don't think the runner at first expected it. Did a good job getting picked off. But now he gets him. Runner goes, and now he's in a pickle. And a brilliant move by Reeves gets Justin Wade picked off. The sequence there, 1-3-6-1 for the out. And now they might be questioning whether or not Reeves got the tag out down in time. But he will indeed be out. So great job getting that out back after walking the leadoff hitter. And now with one away and a 1-0 count, Reeves will focus his attention on the batter, Ketron. Reeves kicks and delivers. Ooh. And Ketron fouls this one back off the mask of Plummer, the catcher. He looks to be all right as he fires the ball back up to the pitcher. And now count is even at 1-1. Next pitch, off speed and completely fools Ketron as that's in there for strike two. And now a 1-2 count, and Ketron will have to protect here with one away. Reeves kicks and delivers. And that pitch in there, strike three. He sits Ketron down looking for out number two. So Reeves might have found his confidence after picking off Justin Wade at first as he sits down Ketron looking. And now stepping into the plate with two away, the right fielder number 12, Evan Ray. I have number 12, Evan Ray, but number 11, Palumbo, is definitely in the box. He should be the four hitter. As he hits the pitch back up the middle, shortstop over right in front of second base, fires the first for out number three. So I'm curious what happened there because I definitely had Evan Ray up to bat. Nonetheless, the 45s get out of it, and we will head into the bottom half of the sixth. 45 still lead 1-0. You're listening to Red and Cole 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need, Everyday Fitness. Leading off the bottom half of the sixth for the 45s is going to be the second baseman, Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer with some solid defensive work so far tonight. As again, some issues on the Rosebud side of things were as the home plate umpire is discussing some position changes, and maybe that's what threw us off in the last half of the inning. PA announcer not announcing those, so we'll just get them as we go. And Meinhofer squares around a bunt. Pitcher fields it, fires over to first in time for out number one. So a great play there by the Rosebuds pitcher, DeMont. Fielded that bunt barehanded, fired a gem over to first base for the first out of the inning. Now stepping to the plate for the 45s, Cody Zimmerman, the left fielder, also had some good defensive work tonight as the first pitch to him is in there for strike one. One away and an 0-1 count here. 45's lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the sixth. DeMont working quickly, fires one in there, and this one's fouled back for strike two. So quick 0-2 to Zimmerman. Next pitch low and in, and so now a 1-2 count to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, good job taking a ball there. DeMont working quickly, and he'll fire, and Zimmerman goes around, fouls this one back off the catcher's mitt, so he'll stay alive to see another pitch. For all of you MLB fans, here's some scores from around the league today. Nationals defeated the Marlins 4-1. The Brewers defeated the Mets, absolutely smashing them 17-6 in Milwaukee. Rough outing for the Mets. Angels took down the Yankees. The battle of the big hitters is Ohtani and Trout outlast Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge as they win 11-4. And the Giants take down the Cubs 5-4 in Chicago. So all you local Giants fans, that's happy to see after losing the last couple. Next pitch is in there, and strike three called. So that one looked to be wide. And Zimmerman not happy with the call, as that one, at least from my angle, was not anywhere close, but he'll sit down looking. And now the 45's best hitter so far tonight, number 16, Wilson Kessel, will step in here with two away and none on. DeMont fires. That one's in there. Strike one. So since the first, DeMont's really found his groove, just allowing a few base hits, and no one passed second base for the 45s as he delivers. Kessel bloops one, but the shortstop is there right on the edge of the grass, route number three. So a quick three up, three down for the 45s here in the sixth. And we'll head into the seventh with the 45s up 1-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Did you know that you can take classes at Shasta College this summer without paying any tuition? Get a jump start in your college education, tackle that tough class, or get ready for transfer, all for just a registration fee of about $40. Save time and money. That's how Shasta College gives you more. Shasta College has more classes so you can graduate faster, more programs so you can choose your perfect career, more flexibility to work around your busy life, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and high school students and newly graduated seniors can attend Shasta College free during the summer. Just pay the $40 enrollment fee. We made it easier than ever to register. Go to shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650. High-paying jobs are waiting for trained workers today, and Shasta College is here to help you advance your future. Choose more. Choose Shasta College. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. I am Bryce Ritchie here on opening night at historic Tiger Field. 45s with a 1-0 lead. You're heading into the top of the seventh. The sun is set. The lights are on, and night baseball has begun. It is the best kind of baseball, in my opinion. I love night baseball, the sounds, the smells, nothing better than the ballpark. If you are a Reading local, feel free to head on down. Still got three solid innings of baseball. If you can't make it out tonight, feel free to come on by tomorrow. 45's playing the Rosebuds again with a 6:15 scheduled first pitch. And or if you are looking to see some baseball on your Memorial Day, the 45's will be playing again with a 7:15 start time on Monday night. The 45s will be taking on the Reading Ringtails in a one-game matchup. Is, again, some issues with the scorers table and the home plate umpire, as they're checking the status of some subs, is my guessing. So the pitcher, J.J. Reeves, out there playing catch with his third baseman to keep his arm from getting cool. So leading off for the Rosebuds here in the top half of the seventh will be the right. The center fielder, number 14, Marty Granke. Greinke, a right-handed hitter, settling against the left-handed Reeves. Reeves kicks and delivers, and the first pitch is swung on and skied out into center left, or shallow left center, as the right fielder Murphy comes streaking in and makes the catch on the run for out number one. So a quick one pitch out here for Reeves in the top half of the seventh. So a new hitter, Jared Lenari, number 73, will step in. Lenari played first in the bottom half of the sixth. First pitch is in there for a strike. Nice looking breaking ball there from Reeves to make it a 0-1 count here with one away. Next pitch in there, fastball for strike two, and Lenari in a quick 0-2 count. Reeves fires, and Lenari grabs this one off his foot, so a foul ball, and he'll see another pitch. Lenari built like a tree trunk with arms. Got to think he's got quite a bit of power, so interesting if Reeves gives him a pitch to hit, if he'll be able to do anything with it. And now Plummer will go out to talk with his pitcher to talk things over. Some more scores from around the MLB for you. White Sox defeated the Tigers 8-4 in Detroit. Indians still playing well, really well. Beat arguably the best team in baseball today, taking down the Astros in Cleveland 8-6. Now Reeves sets and he'll fire. This one high and away for ball one. 1-2 count here now with one away and no one on for the Rosebuds in the top half of the seventh. Reeves working quickly as a breaking ball is grounded softly down the third baseline. And Angley's there. He fires over to first, and now there's two away. So great defensive plays by the 45 so far. Had a double play off a fly ball, tagging runner out at third. Angley putting down the tag at third. Put a great relay from the right fielder to the shortstop. Maybe 965 on that, as now number 21, Alonzo Rivera will step in, and he takes a first pitch ball 1-0. Reeves again working, he fires in there, and this one's outside, so 2-0 now to Rivera. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Everyday Fitness. Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. Everyday Fitness. Reeves' next pitch, low and inside, and so now Rivera with the epitome of a hitter's count, 3-0. Reeves already hitting two batters, walking one. If I'm Rivera, I'm taking this pitch all the way. That is high and away, nowhere near the strike zone, so Rivera will reach on a four-pitch walk. Now batting for the Rosebuds is going to be number 13, Andrew Rubalcaba. Rubalcaba hitting from the left side of the plate, standing in that open stance. Reeves kicks and delivers. It's breaking ball. Again, not close, so five straight balls for Reeves. And the count's 1-0 here with two away and one on. Reeves fires that fastball, blows by Rubalcaba. And now the count's 1-1. Reeves kicks and delivers this one wide. No, in there for a strike, a pitch that has been a ball all night. Makes it a 1-2 count. And so now Rubalcaba will have to protect here, with two away and a runner on first. Reeves fires, and the fastball works again as he sits down, Rubalcaba swinging. And so we'll head into the middle of the seventh. 45s retaining their 1-0 lead. They would love to get some more offense going, get some insurance runs here late in the game. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Join us Friday, June 1st, 6 a.m. until 11 a.m. in front of Wind River Resort and Casino for the 11th annual Relay for Life Pancake Breakfast. Bring your family and friends to support this great community event. $3, three pancakes and two sausages. $5, five pancakes and four sausages. Or the ultimate all-you-can-eat for only $7. So save the date, June 1st, at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join the movement. Help save lives. Celebrate life. All proceeds go to Relay for Life.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your home for Colt 45's baseball. Headed into the bottom half of the seventh, the 45's lead 1-0 with Jackson Murphy leading off the inning. Starting pitcher for the visiting Rosebuds. DeMont's still in as he fires in a first-pitch strike. He's been absolutely dominant since the first inning. Only just one run so far. A little shaky start to the first inning, but since then hasn't allowed a runner past second base. So the next pitch is fouled back into the net and a quick 0-2. 45s would love to put a crooked inning up on the board, so to say. Get a few insurance runs as they head into the eighth. DeMont fires, breaking ball low and away, and ball one. 1-2 the count. Now to Murphy. Murphy was part of that stellar double play earlier in the game. As the next pitch is high. For a ball. DeMont kicks and delivers in this one. Swung on and missed, and that'll sit down Murphy and send him back to the dugout for the first out of the inning. Next up, the catcher, number 25, Billy Plummer. Plummer, right-handed hitter. With an open stance. DeMont kicks and fires. Plummer, a dribbler towards the mound. DeMont is there. He'll fire over to first. DeMont, two fielding plays tonight. One off a bunt. Fielded beautifully, barehanded. Fired over first to get the runner. And that one, pretty easy play as Plummer. Not a lot of speed. He fields that one cleanly and fires over to first for the second out of the inning. So two away now. as the first baseman, number five, Daniel Duarte, will step in, hoping to get things going here and start a two-out rally for the 45s. First pitch in there, strike one. So DeMond doing a pretty good job getting ahead early against these 45 hitters as he kicks and delivers this one low.